Welcome back inside our locker room chats here on FM 103.9 at KNZA. Johnny came back with you. Joining me now, the head coach of the Perry Lecompton girls, Joey Franzetta. He's the first-year head coach of Perry Lecompton. The girls last year, tough one, only 5 wins, 5-16 a year ago. But Coach Franzetta takes over for his first campaign here at Perry. So, Coach, let's just start here. You know, the season is here. First game coming up on Friday. Just how excited are the girls to finally get out there and play?
Yeah, hey, well, first, thanks for having me on. You know, the girls are really excited to go on. We've had a good couple weeks of practice. Obviously, these first couple weeks are kind of messed up with Thanksgiving falling right in the middle of everything. But, I mean, their energy has been great. Attention to detail has been great. Obviously, we were able to add in a handful of our stuff during the summer. But, I mean, considering that they're essentially running a whole new offensive system, and then we're just tweaking a lot of things and a lot of terminologies different on the defensive end. I mean, they've been great, and they've been really receptive to all the learning and all the new little things that we're doing. So, I mean, I couldn't have asked for a better preseason, if you will.
And although it is your first year here at Perry Lecompton, I mean, you bring back a solid group of girls that had varsity experience from the really not only last year, but the last couple of years. You look at a girl like Campbell Keller, who's going to be a big senior for you. You've got Taylor Damey, who had a good freshman season. What are just some of those girls that from last year, what are your expectations for them this year?
No, yeah, and the thing is we do bring back a handful of kids that play a lot of varsity. So, you know, it's not like we have to throw in a bunch of kids that have limited experience or anything like that. And you mentioned Campbell. You know, Campbell's a kid that, you know, is capable of probably being a Big 7 all-league kid if she can get things figured out early. You know, and you can say the same for Taylor. I mean, Taylor, I mean, all these coaches know. I mean, she's about as athletic of a sophomore kid as you're going to get. I mean, I would say that for about any classification you'll go to. I mean, there's not very many 6-foot sophomores roaming around as athletic as her. And then, you know, one kid that we have coming in this year that didn't play last year is Allison Baker. And she's been awesome. I mean, she, from a leadership standpoint, I mean, she just brings a lot of things that this team needs. And honestly, she brings a lot of things that the team could have used last year to help them win some games. Maddie Welsh has been solid as well. Our third senior, I mean, you know exactly what you're going to get from her every day. And, I mean, she's about as steady as they come. So we have three really good seniors. You know, some other kids that have stepped up so far this year. Brooke Metcalf, she started quite a few games last year for them. And she's very much like Maddie. You know exactly what you're going to get. And, you know, and honestly, for a high school kid, she's about as good of a defensive player as you're going to get. And then another kid that's really, really surprised me is Reagan Thayer. She transferred in last year, so she wasn't eligible for any varsity games last year. But she can score the ball. She does a lot of just really good little things offensively that this team's going to need for us to be successful this year.
Yeah, and of course, you're going to get tested right off the bat on Friday night with Nemaha Central, who's obviously a proven power throughout Northeast Kansas in the Big 7 League. So just what are your expectations for your girls heading into this opening game on Friday night? I mean, you know you're going to see some mistakes with it being the first game. Probably the shot's not going to be there until here in a couple of weeks. But so overall, what are your expectations for the girls?
Well, you know, I think just the biggest thing, and we actually talked about this at practice last night, you know, we just got to take things one step at a time. Basketball's a long season, and you know, we got to make sure we're setting ourselves up for success whenever, you know, February and March roll around. You know, obviously coming over from the college level, you see a lot of teams peak way too early. And I mean, even out when I was recruiting, you'd see teams that they peak in about the middle of January, and then they just look like they haven't seen a basketball once it gets to about late February and March. So, you know, that's going to be the biggest thing, just getting a little bit better every day, taking it day by day. You know, if we make mistakes, we got to be able to learn from our mistakes quickly. And I mean, it's obviously, like you said, we don't start off with an easy game with Nemaha. Obviously, they're losing three pretty good seniors from a squad last year that, you know, arguably they could have probably went farther in state if they had stayed seated normally how they did in a normal year. But I mean, they're gonna be well coached. They're gonna do what they do, and you know, hopefully we can do enough things to counteract that and, you know, start off the season on a good note.
Well, Coach, certainly wish you the best of luck here throughout this season, and I look forward to hearing from you throughout the year as well. But thank you so much for taking the time today. We certainly appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next week.
Awesome. Thanks for your time.
All right, Coach, thank you. Again, Joey Franzetta, head coach of the Perry Lecompton girls, joining us on our locker room chats here on FM 103.9 KNZA.